Ipse leads the way.
Ipse.
One system, personnel, and pay.
Ipse.
21st.
Hi, everyone, and thank you for joining us for the latest episode of the Ipse podcast, where we give you updates on what's going on with the program. I'm Colonel Rebecca Eggers, the Functional Management Division Chief, and today I'm joined by Major Ali Akhani, our BI and Sabre lead, and CW2 Alex Segura, the co-lead of our CRM team. Greetings, gentlemen.
Hi, good afternoon, ma'am.
Thanks for having us.
So there's a lot going on, and we are making tremendous progress. I really do appreciate everyone's patience and dedication as we continue to move forward with Release 3. We still are really working the frustrated assignments to make sure people are where they are. We've completing a PAI. We've got validation of different data elements. We are cleaning up the retirements and separations. You know, I've mentioned it before, but I can't overstate how helpful the users in the field have been in providing input and improving IPSE. The feedback is exactly what we need to try to get everyone the best use out of IPSE. And this level of user interaction is helping us expand on IPSE's current capabilities and provide better system functionality like we get with Sabre. So Major Akhani, we've talked about Sabre in the past. I know we've done some spotlights. We did some training. But for the folks who aren't aware, can you tell us a little bit about what Sabre is and what some of its cool features are?
Absolutely, ma'am. So Sabre is SABIR, stands for the Service for Analytics and Business Intelligence Reports. It's a tile that you can access from the HR professional role, and it allows for us to actually see our data in a bit of a different way than what you would see in the normal HCM system. So you're able to access reports in a way that has a bit of a more dynamic look and feel, and you're able to get to insights on the total force and your organization really quickly. We put this together as soldiers, and it has been a very unique experience because it's allowed for us to work alongside the developers to make sure that we built reports that were more akin to what soldiers would want to do and have it be available in a very rapid fashion. So it's been a tool that's in beta, and we're hoping to make sure that we can continue working on it.
So you mentioned it's in beta. Does that mean only a small number of users can access it right now, or can everybody access it?
Everyone who has the HR professional or an adjacent role can actually access it, ma'am. So anyone who's a commander, anyone who has any leadership role can access it. And it's really awesome because that means that you're able to see the strength of the Army and be able to also look at your units and see specifically who is falling into what category, or be able to do things like see strength over time for the next 24 months for your unit based off of assignments. So it is in beta, but everybody can access it. And we're working very quickly to try and get the 2.0 version out so that everyone can access that. And there's going to be awesome improvements, you know, a better look and feel. And it's really just a glimpse into the future that we have now that IPSE has put our data in one place.
Okay, so Sabre and BI. So is the data the same in both places? And then what is really the main difference between, you know, something I do in OBIE versus Sabre? Why would I want to use Sabre and not OBIE? What's the difference?
So the data is identical, ma'am, up front, and we are working to make sure that we fix any of the issues that might make one read different numbers versus the other, but they both pull from the same spot. The big difference is that OBIEE is a piece of software from Oracle that is good, but we purchased it a long time ago, and there's more modern ways that we can do things. So the intent was to try and bring a more modern look and feel and a faster way to pull data for very quick and ankle biter reports. So that way you don't have to go through putting together a really complicated query in order to get to some of the information that you're looking for. So we wanted to create something that made it quick and easy for a HR professional or a leader to be able to get to a quick answer to a question and be able to see a visualization of that without having to put a lot of thought into creating a chart or a graph.
Okay, I get it. So it's less Oracle looking and really more modern to start, and then just a different way to look at the data. And so you mentioned Sabre 2.0. Is there any more that you would like to add about the enhancements to that version? And then when do we think that is actually going to be released?
Yes, ma'am. So up front, what we are working on is creating two different ways that you can look at the data. So it's either going to be a dashboard, which updates automatically and something that we're more familiar with, and then a report where you're looking at a snapshot in time. Let's say every month you want to see the strength of your unit and you want to be able to store it over time. That's what reports are going to allow for folks to be able to do. We've also kind of overhauled the way that you navigate to make it a little bit easier based on the feedback from people from the beta. And then also we have a view called the MOS inventory that a lot of HR professionals really liked and had great ideas that we're trying to implement really quickly. As far as when Sabre 2.0 should be released, we are currently pretty close. I wanted to get it out to the field this month, but it might be early May that we push out the initial release, and then we're going to have successive updates as we continue to roll out features in Sabre 2.0. So a lot of good things coming down the pipeline. We think that it's going to be even faster, and we're working on making sure that the data is accurate in the system so that way folks can be sure that whatever they pull in Sabre matches whatever they're going to get in the rest of the system.
Yeah, that's really great. You know, we've done several demos to the senior leadership, and you personally, Major Connie, have done some of those demos. And, you know, for the field, the senior leaders have really liked Sabre. They were extremely impressed with what was built and can really see the potential. So if you haven't taken a look at Sabre, be sure you go in and just kind of poke around, and we'll get some resources out to help people navigate through there. But it truly is a unique tool and built by soldiers, which is one of the great things. Thank you, Major Connie. And so discussing Sabre is a great example of how, you know, when we talk about the benefits of ZipSA and what can it bring to the table, we really need to talk about all the resources out there to help users get those benefits and get the most out of the system. You know, a lot of work's gone into making sure users have the support they need. So it's important for everyone to understand all their options that are available. So Chief Segura, especially now that Release 3 is live, what should users know about customer support resources to help them with ZipSA?
Yes, ma'am. The IPSA's customer relationship management provides HR professionals, ARMA leadership, and members with a tiered, traceable customer support software capability that ties the ARMA together from the lowest echelon all the way up to HRC, meaning that in between, from the battalion to the brigade to the division to the corps, there's a visibility on CRM cases from HRC all the way down to the lowest echelon. So this process enables faster, more accurate support. It allows for timely resolution for members, HR, and pay-related issues in a transparent environment, meaning from the highest echelon, whether it's HRC or the military pay offices, they have visibility on the cases from their subordinate units. When a pay office sees a pay-impacting case being triaged at a battalion or a brigade level, they have the ability to review that case where it's currently assigned to, and if they know that they're going to have it eventually for resolution, that pay office can assign it to themselves for action instead of it getting assigned somewhere where it's not going to be actually resolved. All right, so members can access IPSA CRM 24 hours a day using the IPSA Help Center within self-service. The members can browse frequently asked questions, review top answers, and search solutions. The interesting thing about searching solutions within the IPSA knowledge base is that it's a constantly growing. So subject matter experts at HRC, whether it's OPMD, EPMD, subject matter experts assigned to the IPSA program are consistently updating these knowledge tools that are going to be used to resolve cases as they're created. So whether it's the member, leaders, or HR professionals doing the search within the knowledge base, that's how we get to the point where HR professionals are able to resolve these cases on their own. And so once a member decides, hey, I didn't find the solution that I need to resolve my case, they have the ability to create a CRM case. The case is then assigned and routed to the member's S1 provider group. During this process, the member will maintain visibility of their own case. So any notes that are added to the case by the agent or when it's escalated, they'll be able to see where it's assigned to. Through self-service, the member has the ability to add their own notes and attachments if necessary.
You know, you make a really great point about the knowledge base. So I really like CRM. You know, the Guard's been using CRM for a long time, and they use it for some pretty innovative reasons for packet routing. But I think the knowledge base is a little known secret, you know, and I think you hit on a really great point about it being constantly updated, because we are getting questions from literally everywhere. You know, we get them through Teams channels, we get them through Facebook groups, you know, we get them just through email. And I think what people don't realize is all of those questions get entered into the knowledge base. So, you know, I would charge, you know, our HR professionals and listeners to, instead of posting your question in a chat someplace or maybe in a Facebook group, to do the same thing, but go to the IPSA Help Center tile and, you know, search for an answer and type it in there. Because I think a lot of people would be really surprised with how many answers we have in there, just because we have been getting the same questions or similar questions, and to really help. And then, you know, that knowledge base ties to, you know, the help desk support that we get. Really great point. And, you know, we've really learned a lot about, you know, the customer support system and what our units and soldiers need since we went live. You know, where have you seen that we could, you know, make improvements so far?
By using CRM, we've been able to conduct a trend analysis to see the areas where users are having the most issues. So in the last 4 months since go live, we see HR professionals, Army leaders, and members are using CRM to identify inconsistencies in their own record. So maybe something didn't carry over from legacy, or something doesn't match one part of IPSA to another. So as these CRM cases are identified, the program is working to get them corrected. Where we need to improve CRM is with the HR professionals in the field. We need HR professionals to understand that what they can resolve at their echelon and what should be escalated. We need HR professionals to understand what is an actual HR case and can be resolved at their level. Or if it's an IT issue, then, you know, we send that to the program for resolution, right? So the process of this, it really begins with the provider group administrators validating their provider groups are properly set up, because the provider groups are the individuals and the groups who are receiving the CRM cases as they're created. So this includes the standardizing naming convention, which identifies the provider group as active component, U.S. Army Reserves, or National Guard. Provider group administrators also need to make sure that there are active members within that provider group and that they're capable of resolving these cases. There needs to be a POC assigned to these provider groups so that somebody's getting a notification that says, hey, you have a CRM case assigned to this provider group, and they can go in by selecting the, under the HR professionals tab, they can select the case management and go in and review the case. So once the POC is identified and the email is auto-generated, they already know, hey, go in there and resolve it. HR professionals should make it a daily battle rhythm event to review CRM cases assigned to their provider groups. We're at a point now where we're so used to members coming in and saying, you know, I have this going on with my record, I need to update this and that. But CRM provides users the ability to do that without having to visit an S1 or visit a military pay office. HR professionals, all they have to do is go in, select the case management tile, HR professional dashboard, and IPSA. They have the complete knowledge base, just like the user does. So before escalating a case or determining, hey, this isn't something that I can solve, they can review the knowledge base and the user manual, and all the tools that the help menu are there for that HR professional to assist. So whether it's a process issue or it's an update issue, all of it is available to them. If something can't be resolved at their level, you know, they can escalate it to their brigade or their division. If needed, they can escalate to HRC. HRC has a number of different provider groups that they've created to be able to resolve CRM cases as well. And the same thing for the IPSA program. We have the Tier 1, Tier 2 who are really working hard to resolve the IT cases as they're identified. So long story short, really depends on the HR professional to know what their role is in CRM, ma'am.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, you know, CRM is, you know, the interaction with the soldier, where soldiers used to come in. And that's how we build trust in the system with soldiers. You know, hey, if I put in a case, it's going to get actioned. And if we don't start doing that, really, I mean, we have the opportunity to turn around really how folks in the field feel about IPSAE from a customer support standpoint. So yeah, I really stress to units, battalion S1s, and really all the way up the chain that you have to continue to check your CRM provider groups and make sure there aren't any cases sitting in there. And then, you know, we've uncovered quite a bit. You know, we've had over almost 700,000 users in IPSAE to date. And about 100,000, we average about 100,000 users every single day. With that many people using the system, you know, obviously, you know, we'll find bugs here and there that we continue to work out. But also, we get a lot of feedback on, you know, what people and users would want to see or want to fix to make the system better. So what are ways or what can we expect for updates to the system, and how can soldiers and users provide feedback?
Yes, ma'am. And the number that you mentioned plays exactly into what I express when I say that the HR professionals and the users in the field that have taken the time to learn IPSAE, they're extremely important to the program because they can provide that honest feedback of how things are working and what enhancements should be implemented. All right, so it's because of this that IPSAE has enabled users the ability to submit an enhancement request by creating a self-service CRM case within the IPSAE Help Center. And users are requesting an enhancement should select the category enhancement request, followed by the appropriate type and detail, whether it's in HCM, CRM, or ELM, and then the specific detail that it's listed in. The self-service users have the ability to write a description in detail of what their enhancement request is and provide screenshots or pictures as attachments if they're available. Once that case is submitted, the CRM case will be routed directly to the IPSAE CRM team up here with the program for review. During the review process, we work directly with the capability teams within IPSAE to determine whether the requested enhancement already exists, whether the enhancement has already been submitted, and how the enhancement is going to impact members across all three components. So after review, CRM agents will maintain contact with the member for transparency purposes and provide updates as they become available. Now, these users providing the feedback to these self-service cases requesting these implementation of these enhancements is only to make the system better. So as this opportunity for them is available now, we look forward to reviewing all the cases as they come in, ma'am.
Yeah, thank you. You know, it's really important for people to understand what's available and rely on these resources. I want everyone to know that we have a whole team of individuals ready to help and ensure the system works for you. So we are trying to be really responsive to whatever avenue folks use to reach out. So I thank both of you for being here. That's it for this episode. So I appreciate it. And thank you for listening. And remember, IPSAE is your system.
Right soldier, right job, right on time.
24/7, 365.